This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't until you just said that.
That's where you may have been fighting.
No, I went back there, went to give me fill up a little water. They got an array of Girl Scout cookies back there.
Hey, what's your favorite kind? What's your favorite?
That lemon one.
What's your favorite, Tyler?
That lemon joint.
Peanut butter patties.
Oh, man. I'm that the coconut with the little lines.
I don't like anything coconut.
I don't like coconuts either. Not a big fan.
Good job,
Oh,
Ron.
Man.
Disgusting, Clint.
Oh, yeah. You two. One picked a lemon, one picked a peanut butter patty.
That lemon one. And then the regular shortbread one.
The least sexiest cookie in the bunch. Y'all go with.
Listen, man, we don't like coconut. You don't have to get like a cornered badger right now, man. Nobody.
Who doesn't like coconuts? Or cornered
I don't like coconut. I don't like the.
I'd actually say the most bland of them is the one Ron was about to bring up, but I like those two.
No, the shortbread. The shortbread, they're just the regular ones.
Oh, yeah, they're all good.
Those are pretty plain Jane,
but they're delicious.
That lemon, well, they put that lemon one, and I looked, it was this one right there sitting there, and they're screaming.
You didn't grab one?
I did.
One of them can't hurt you.
Did y'all see that study that came out recently?
What was it?
They tested every single Girl Scout cookie and every single flavor or version of Girl Scout cookies available to you and your taste buds contain like a kind of eyebrow raising amount of metal in them.
Really?
Yeah, it was a study they did. It was just like a month or two ago. But
that isn't deterring me.
Oh, me either. There's more, you know.
Just trying to.
Tyler's trying to end the Girl Scout cookie.
Nah, I mean, dude, I'm about to pound like five or six dark liquors tonight. I ain't worried about a little metal in my cookies.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
That is a man that knows what he's doing to his body.
I prefer not to have metal in my cookies, but I hear you.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that the new thing now, is metals in foods?
I just heard about these Girl Scout cookies having some, I don't know, if it feels like plutonium or.
Wow.
Aluminum or.
I may have to go try one to see if it tastes different. Yeah, if it tastes different. I'll do it in the break.
Tastes like copper.
Yeah. All right. I wasn't here when the Laramie Tunsil trade went down with Washington.
Yeah.
But, listen, leading up to it.
You were at Toy Story.
I was. I was in line. That was a long line, 41 minutes. But I do remember a lot of conversations leading up to it. We on this show were big on the, hey, I think it's time to kind of get out of the Laramie Tunsil business. We had conversations of that, and I know we were aligned on that. And I know many of you were. Many of you, again, I wasn't here when it happened. I would imagine the vast majority response, based off how people talked about it, talked about Laramie Tunsil early, was happiness. Was excitement, was yes, he's gone, all this, especially when you saw ultimately what they got from him, the amount of picks they got. I wonder from those who were in the camp that we were in, the camp of excitement, the camp of, like, I agreed with this move, this feels like the right move to make. Now that you have an idea up to this point how they have decided to handle the offensive line, obviously trading Laramie Tunsil, moving on from Kenyon Green, moving on from Shaq Mason, bringing in Lakin Tomlinson, bringing in Ed Ingram, bringing in Trent Brown, bringing in Cam Robinson, all the moves they've made. Now that you see how they've handled this, not a big... you know, big time get that you were hoping for, we talked about it yesterday, more bargain feels, more bargain and leaning on the coaching improvement. Now that you've seen what they've done, If you could go back, if you knew this is how they were going to handle it, would you still be in the camp of moving on from Laramie Tunsil?
Absolutely, 100%.
Because I know you haven't agreed with the route they have taken.
Not one
with
bit.
This.
But I can't even. I'll be honest with you. I have a hard time making sense of it. But
even though you, even knowing,
yes.
All right, this is what they yes. were going to do. You would still yes. go with the Tunsil move.
Get him out of the building. Everybody else will be better. I feel that strongly about it. I absolutely do. And now, look, it sounds like an unbelievably disrespectful comment about Laramie Tunsil. It's not meant to be that way. Laramie could go to Washington and join an offense that has a different set of leaders, that's already set in their ways, and all he's got to do is step in and play left tackle, and he'll be fine. The reality of the situation in Houston was you have a lack of alphas. You have a lack of leadership. Make of that whatever you want. You have a void of leadership on the offensive side of the football. You have a head coach that's a defensive-minded head coach that appears to hold his defense to a whole different standard than he does his offense. And the fact of the matter is when you have a player that is wired the way Laramie Tunsil is, whether he wants to be or not, that is going to permeate throughout your offensive roster. And I don't think his talent was worth that impact on this roster.
But what they've done to replace it is, and either the overall moves they've done, what they've done to replace yeah. it, that's what I'm struggling with. I'm with you because there was nobody more on the, all right, I think they've got to move off of this. But I also thought when they moved off of this, it would be at least, you know, one Pro Bowl caliber player out and maybe one Pro Bowl caliber yeah. player in. And I don't think they have done that.
How about just a proven starter?
Cam, I think Cam Robinson probably fits that.
We got a stretch to make him fit, though. Jacksonville didn't want him. They traded him midseason, and now Minnesota gets their guy back. But you're right. I mean, look, to your point, I think he's a starting caliber player.
Yeah.
Yes. But the two places he's landed in the NFL have both said, oh, we're good. We'll move on from him. So,
yeah,
but yeah, you're right. I think
I tend to stand on it, but I don't even know at this point if they've broken even. If that makes sense, in terms of like
just talent,
overall talent they have not. But I don't even like. I'm not sure if they've broken even on that. I think I will still lean to that because I do think maybe a change in mentality, and I think he was a big part of that. May increase that,
yeah.
But it's a little tight.
Yeah.
I in my mind moving on from Laramie Tunsil. I would not have guessed resulted in that they would look like this.
Right, agreed.
And as I'm seeing some people texting in, getting rid of Laramie Tunsil's addition by subtraction, I think that's kind of where you're rolling. A lack of leadership, true. I can see that. So I lean that way, but it's. I just thought it would look a lot different.
Ron, I'll argue. That D'Amico Ryans moving forward will be a better head coach than he was had Laramie Tunsil been on his team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much of an impact I think that move will have on his football team.
You thought him being their handcuff.
D'Amico Ryans screwed up. D'Amico Ryans screwed up early on being so pro Laramie Tunsil. Right now, there's no doubt about it. D'Amico Ryans said it. First thing he said when they talked about what are you going to do in the offseason, I want my guys to enjoy the Super Bowl, and then we're all going to come back to work. We're going to get our ass back to work. You cannot hold a team accountable when the highest paid guy is sitting back there in sweats watching, going to the press, thanking the head coach and the general manager for giving him the time he needed to get right. In my opinion, D'Amico at that point in time lost the real ability to put his foot down and say, hey, man, you remember watching training camp and they got Kenyon Green running laps because he jumped off sides?
You got
Laramie Tunsil during the season leading all offensive linemen in false starts? Like, what kind of sense does that make? Right? Like, now you can actually make a dude run laps and it means something. Before, you were just picking on Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
That's the value in this thing.
No, I think it was that. I think it was that.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler, there's some breaking news. What you got?
That's right. Opening day is nearing for the Astros. This is some Astros breaking news. Some we've been talking about, some we've been looking for, and here it is. The Athletic's Chandler Rome, he reports that sources tell him the 22-year-old Cam Smith, he has and will officially make the Houston Astros opening day roster for 2025. Welcome to the show, Cam Smith, officially.
All right, there it is. We were wondering, there were potentially, we talked about it yesterday, there were three spots there that they were looking to fill. And Cam Smith, wow. To imagine where he started in this when spring training started, for him to have actually put himself in the position to have made the team, it had to go exactly how it did. Him relentlessly hot and just forcing the issue on this thing. And Clint, to me, I would hope that this means he is your starting something. And I'd imagine right fielder. He is your starting right fielder. I would hope that this doesn't mean, and I would be shocked off my ass if this meant that he was coming up here and not getting every day at bats. But I don't get the sense that he's a platoon guy or a bench guy. I would imagine that Cam Smith is your right fielder and he's hitting somewhere sixth or seventh in the order. And you gotta love it to me to figure to see what he has done to force the issue. He forced the issue with his play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there was a huge opportunity with the Astros, whether it be at third base or right field. There was a huge need for another bat in the lineup that could bring a little bit of pop. Like we mentioned earlier, the youthfulness, the excitement, the fire, everything he brings to the team, I think is much needed. And the opportunity presented itself, and he went out there and he grabbed the bull by the horns. And look, crazy to think that if this dude goes out there and performs well. Look, if somebody struggled early, okay, whatever. I mean, who gives a rip if he starts two for the first 30? Who gives a damn? He's going to bat 9,000 times.
And by the way, Clint, he has got to, like, really, really struggled to get yo-yoed back and forth.
Yeah.
He should just be up here.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing is, who would have thought that when you traded Kyle Tucker and the contract, that the money you were going to have to pay him, avoid paying that contract, you get your future right fielder. Now, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse. I don't know if he's going to be a forever right fielder. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But if this kid comes up here and continues to play well, whatever play well means from a statistical standpoint, if he continues to contribute and he is your everyday right fielder and he stays healthy, your right fielder will mean more to this team this year than he did last year. And it was Kyle Tucker because he was injured the whole damn time, damn near. Yep. So to think that you get your right fielder in a trade with Kyle Tucker and the guy has such an upside the way that Cam Smith does could end up working out beautifully for Dana Brown and the Astros.
It feels huge.
I gotta imagine Clint's over there with a real good sports boner over there.
Oh yeah, baseball boner.
With just the thought of, hey man, they've decided to come out and say, yeah man, our corner outfielder are two guys who have played the positions that they're playing for maybe combined a month.
Hey, not even a full spring training, Chief.
How long has he been playing right field? What, 2 weeks?
First time. This spring training, first time.
Are the days in double digits?
And then Altuve has just started now.
First time.
He looks like
it. And as Clint is like, yeah, this defense thing.
Tell me about how important that defense is again.
The corner outfielders. is a second and third baseman.
Yeah, right. You got a second and third baseman playing left and right field to start the season.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Tell me again how important the defense is.
We understand, well, at least that right field move we understand. The other one, I don't know. But we understand the move, but Clint has been talking about it for a minute about this defense, and they have
thrown. Well, this is one where I just got to be the better man. I can't tell you how many people in random conversations that have either heard us or I've brought it up in conversation have literally borderline disrespected me on Cam Smith being on the opening day roster.
By the way,
I'm not saying that I knew. I'm just saying in general, like, I think it's a good conversation. The kid's balling. Let's talk about it. And people just dismiss it immediately. And here he is making the roster. So all the baseball heads out there, along with as all the defensive guys, baseball is of the utmost importance. Once again, every bit of my ass in Times Square at a city meeting, you can kiss.
By the way, Chaz comes in for who? Yeah.
Good call.
Chaz comes in for who? Defensive replacement.
He's got to relieve Altuve, right?
Yes. Is that like Cam between Cam and Altuve? What? Who comes in as the defensive replacement late in game?
I hate this right now.
I mean, if we're talking, he's got to move. I'd like that turnstile to move back to center field. If we're being honest.
Well, you want to have Chaz, Cam, and Altuve out there.
Well, Chaz is playing center today.
It's not ideal.
I think Chaz comes in for. I think it's Cam right now first because Altuve's back.
Jordan will be. Now it really comes in is what happens when they move Altuve back to second.
Jordan,
because I think there's a real chance that happens by the All Star.
You don't think he's finishing out there?
No. I don't. Somebody texted
Altuve will go to second. Dubon will go to left. Chaz will come in and right.
all these experiments.
That's their late inning lineup right there. All right, coming up, we'll talk to you more about the breaking news because
EA Sports. It's in the game.